The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com.
All.com.
Good morning. 7 minutes after 7 on the Bill Myers Show. We were talking earlier this morning about prevailing wage just a few minutes ago with Keith from Cave Junction. And Michael Shaw wanted to weigh in on this because you have a prevailing wage story. And I looked up what prevailing wage is here, Michael, first off, so we know what we're talking about. I went on the BOLI website in Oregon, and
okay,
prevailing wage rates are the amounts that must be paid to construction workers on all public works programs in Oregon, and they ensure local participation in community-established pay standards on publicly funded projects. And so I would imagine that it's always considerably higher than what the free market might otherwise provide. I have a feeling that's...
Well, just read doesn't state a wage, it just states a theory.
Yes, it states the theory. This is the whole process of it. And then below it, it then talks about, it says, well, find prevailing wage rates. Okay. And so you have to look up there. Let's see. Oh, my God. Oh, my gosh. It's a whole wage rate book. Oh, wow. I'd have to download this book and look at it. Okay.
Well, welcome to government agencies. But you guys were discussing bridge reconstruction from earthquakes, and there was two situations. One was, and I believe it was the mid to late 80s, was in Northern California, and you had mentioned the quake during the ballpark ball game, and there was that double-decker bridge that collapsed going out to Oakland.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. Yeah, I remember that, and... And did they get rid of prevailing wage for that particular project?
Well, I'm not sure if they got rid of prevailing wage, but they did contract it out to destroy that bridge and get it moving and rebuilt a whole lot faster than it normally would have happened.
Mm-hmm.
But I also lived in the San Fernando Valley when the Northridge earthquake hit, and I was about 3 miles due west of that, and it literally threw me out of bed. But from that earthquake, the bridge going from the San Fernando Valley up to the Palmdale-Lancaster area, that section also collapsed, and the Simi Valley Freeway was shattered. And what they did is they tossed out all the rules and how to rebuild things. They contracted it out and said, we need you to fix this, work 24/7 to get it done. And it was done about 18 months earlier than a normal construction crew would have gotten it done. And the contracting company was paid an extra, if I remember correctly, about $1 million a day bonus for finishing it ahead of schedule.
Boy, that's that sharpens the mind, doesn't it? You know, the part about that, when you hear these kind of stories, it does... It makes me even more irritated when I see the way even local road projects get done here. Because do you ever get the impression that everything, let's say even with Foothill or any of the other major projects around here, I swear it's done to keep three people employed for years rather than just getting it done. Do you ever get that impression sometimes?
Well, absolutely. And I'm up here in my northern compound and I go by the road construction sites that have been in the same status for 5 to 8 years.
Yes.
That they've never finished. You know, light rail systems, road reconstruction and such. And you drive by, and there's probably $10 to $20 million worth of equipment sitting there, and there's three people on the job leaning on shovels looking at each other.
Wouldn't it be interesting to see how fast a big project like a Foothill or an I-5 reconstruction or something could be done in which you say, okay, we're going to go through hell 24/7, just build it. How long would it really take to get it done?
Oh, it would take a matter of weeks or months for them to get it done. I mean, the only delaying part of it would be if they were pouring cement, having to wait for it to dry.
That's true. That's true. There's still some physics that you can't get past. Hey, I really appreciate the call. Thank you for that, Michael. By the way, if you really want some great reading, I've never looked at this before. It is the Prevailing Wage Book from the Bureau of Labor and Industry in Oregon. And it's, how many pages is it? 32 pages of wage rates here. Let's see, if you're a carpenter, the base rate for a carpenter in January of 2025 is $51.69 an hour for a public project. The fringe rate is $15.81. Does that mean it goes up? Now, there is also an additional zone differential. Like, if you're in Zone B, I guess B is probably a semi-rural area because you only add $1.25 an hour. Zone G is probably Multnomah County because it adds $10 per hour. So by the time we're here, if it's $51 an hour plus $15 fringe and then another $10 an hour, that's $66.70. So your state-hired carpenter would be about $75 an hour. No wonder we can't afford anything. And by the way, I love you carpenters, too. I'm not begging on carpenters or anything else. I couldn't help but notice that.
Two Dogs Fabricating carries Northstar flatbeds and trailers, along with a full line of Horizon and Iron Bull trailers. But we built our business on in-house custom fabrication. All custom jobs are under one roof, saving time and bringing costs down while constructing your bed or trailer exactly the way you want it. So if you have a unique trailer or flatbed in mind, Two Dogs will design and build and have you on the road in just a few weeks. Two Dogs Fabricating. Our doghouse is on Bryan Way, just off Sage Road. Visit twodogsfab.com.
If you don't plan on cooking tonight, plan on dining at Freddy's Diner. Friday and Saturday nights, Freddy's features their hickory smoked prime rib. Plus, there's everyday favorites like New York steak, smoked beef brisket, Carolina chicken, pressure fried chicken, hand-dipped beer battered salmon or cod, and more. The menu is designed to please everyone in the family. Easy takeout, too. And stick around on Friday nights for karaoke at 9 p.m. Freddy's is a great place to meet friends or make some. Freddy's Diner in Old Town Eagle Point.
One of each, K4 VIN 016551, MSRP 24145, Telluride VIN 615524, MSRP 4270, 5699, due 10K miles per year, zero security deposit, all incentives and discounts to dealer, plus tax, title, license, 150 registration, processing fee, trading in a vehicle will not eliminate your debt. Negative equity applied to new loan balance ends 3/31/25.
Get up and go to Kia Medford, where payments are down to just $159 a month. Save on our huge selection of new Kias, like the all-new 2025 Kia K4 LXS. Only $159 a month lease, or a new 2025 Kia Telluride S. Now $239 a month lease, both for 24 months. Plus, once we make a deal at Kia Medford, we'll pay off your trade no matter how much you owe. Need credit? Go to KiaMedford.com to get pre-approved in less than 30 seconds with no effect on your credit score. Don't miss K4s, $159 a month, or Telluride's $239. Get up and go to Kia Medford. Click KiaMedford.com.
Morning Weather is sponsored by Advanced Air and Bryant, doing whatever it takes to deliver intelligent heating and cooling solutions and award-winning service. Visit myadvancedair.com.
I'm meteorologist Bobby J for NBC 5. Showers for this Friday, a little bit of a breeze with a high of 57. Dropping to 37 tonight, mostly sunny and dry Saturday, high of 60, and 60 again on Sunday with increasing rain chances into the start of next week.
Mr. Outdoors will join me here in a few minutes. I want to get Larry on, some people calling in about the prevailing wage. I'm sitting here reading the book and maybe I'm not understanding it properly, but how you doing, Larry? You got a friend in the trades? Help me understand this, huh?
Well, yes. No, I can't help you understand that book by any means.
Oh, you can't? Okay, sorry. Oh,
absolutely not. I can tell you that he, as a floor covering professional, he makes his normal wage. When it's a public job, a prevailing wage, it's $58 to $64 an hour.
Wow. Not bad pay, really.
He must pay all of his employees that.
Wow. And so $60 an hour for floor covering, do you think, now is 60 to 65 bucks an hour for, you know, installing tile or something, is that a standard private sector wage?
Oh, no, as I stated coming into the conversation, he would he does his normal work. That's, of course, he's been in the business for 30 plus years.
Uh-huh.
I would just throw a number out there and say his normal wage is, you know, 35, 40 bucks an hour.
Yeah.
And again, he can do what he wants to with his employed help. He doesn't have to pay them a ridiculous amount of money.
Boy, no. So prevailing wage is a big deal then in the cost of a public project. It's huge. Wow.
Huge.
Yeah. So how can you call that a prevailing wage when the real wage is? I don't know.
That's a topic for another day, I suppose.
Hey, Larry, I appreciate the call. You have to be a good guy. You have to be a good guy. Any guy named Larry has to be a good guy because my middle name is Larry. No, not Lawrence. Larry. I don't know why my parents came up with that, but that's another story. Hi, good morning. Who's this? Welcome.
Morning, Bill. Jeff and Selma.
Hey, Jeff. What do you say?
Well, you know, a few months back, you sent me down the rabbit trail on DMV, and they're asking about where does all the money go? And you've got things like three POs totaling $4.31 million to Travel Oregon, which is the Oregon Tourism Commission with the DBA Travel Oregon. And they awarded $3.6 million in grants to inclusive to fund accessible and inclusive tourism projects across the state.
Oh, inclusive. All right.
Yes.
So in other words, people that make the island of misfit humans feel comfortable? What? What does this mean? In other words, we have to have gay and lesbian tours in the Oregon Caves? I mean, what does that mean?
I don't know. Wheelchair access to the Oregon Caves.
Okay.
But,
all right.
Anyway, DMV... All the funds for DMV and the fuel tax and the weight mile tax is supposed to go to ODOT. Now, according to the law, ODOT should only or can only spend money on roads, whether it's new roads or improvement of roads. But a lot of money goes out to the environmental impact studies.
Oh,
and,
okay.
You know, here's a PO for $4.1 million to the University of Maryland. Why? You know, we don't know why. You know, $66,000 to Sun River Resort.
That must be for a shrimp fest in which they get the managers together.
Well, there's the fairy shrimp down in Central Point, and there was a grant awarded to a lady down there trying to protect the fairy shrimp in the vernal pools down in Central Point. But the problem I have with that is there are no roads or state highways running through the area that has the vernal pool.
Well, this is Southern Oregon, and, you know, it's pretty high on the New Age scale for some of the people. Maybe they brought a New Age psychic from Ashland up to, you know, take some sage, burn some sage, and do a spiritual blessing on the vernal pools to keep them vernal pooling.
Well, it's for the fairy shrimp, see? When the pools...
Well, yeah, well, it's fairy, you know.
The fairy shrimp burrow down in the mud or the dirt, right, and then they come back when it gets wet again. And
yeah.
Those are endangered, so we have to protect those.
All right. Thank you for, explaining the rabbit hole, and we were wondering why the roads don't get fixed, right?
Well, there's more, but we'll go on with the rest of the day.
Okay, thank you. Well, we'll continue that. Now, if you're on hold or something like that, hang on. Give me a call back in just a few minutes here, because Mr. Outdoors is here. He's standing by, and he wonders why the roads don't get fixed either. How you doing, Greg? Welcome back to the show.
Oh, well, you know, I kind of quit wondering about things like that anymore because, well, this is Medford and not Portland, so.
Okay, fair enough. Outdoor Report, yeah. By the way, is sponsored by Oregon Truck and Auto Authority on Airway Drive in Medford. And Mr. Outdoors, of course, a great guy at RogueWeather.com. And what are we looking like here for the next few days? Is it going to still be kind of a cool springy sort of thing or partially wintry? Or what do you say? What's going on?
Far more winter than spring.
Okay.
The low that's been literally, I mean, the best way to describe it, loitering around off the coast is clearly going to continue to loiter off the coast. It's wobbling around out there, and we're going to have unsettled conditions for sure. For today. Tomorrow looks a bit better. That thing looks to finally eject inland starting on Sunday, and then right on the heels of that will come the storm that will be the reason that it finally pushes inland, and then we're going to see pretty significant winter storm activity develop on Sunday, and that right now, hang on one second, I want to do an update.
Yeah, probably really high elevation snow, if anything, right?
Not, no.
No?
actually, because when that low comes in, it's also going to push a lot of cold air in. And so for the time of the year, we're going to be seeing really low snow levels, not valley floor, but looking like about somewhere 2,000, 2,500 feet on Monday night.
So you'll see it on Roxy Ann out of Medford here, right? You'll see it. Roxy Ann will get a dusting probably, right?
Yeah. I mean, for the time of the year, if we're below 4,000 feet, that's a really low snow level, and we're going to be pretty consistently below 4,000 feet. Pretty much, let me see, starting Sunday night, going all the way out, through next week.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to be far more winter than we're going to be spring. And so, honestly, Saturday right now looks like the most likely day to be a day where, okay, we have the least amount of potential for rain happening. And again, in the morning, there is still a chance for showers, you know, for Medford and Grants Pass. But afternoon, evening looks pretty good. Looks like we'll get a look at some sunshine. And then Sunday, we get right back into it, and we stay into it. And, you know, I said, Groundhog saw his shadow February 2nd and said six more weeks of winter. I said, yeah, maybe back there, out here, it's going to be more like 12 weeks, and we probably shouldn't expect spring to really arrive in our part of the world till end of April, beginning of May, and not seeing a thing right now that's going to make me change my mind on that.
All right, heading out to the coast, any problems this weekend? What do you say?
Well, we got a problem for sure this morning. We have a huge redwood that came down in that stretch between where 197, the North Bank cutoff road, takes off, and then you have that section of 199 that winds through the redwoods going towards Crescent City.
Boy, that would have been scary. Wouldn't want to be around when that thing came down. Heck, we had to.
Definitely not.
Boy.
So there is a detour onto the North Bank Road, 197, to bypass that and get you to 101 so you can get to Crescent City. So not a closure per se, but definitely something going to add a lot of time. And when you start putting semis on that North Bank Road / 197, that makes it really interesting. So,
didn't they have
aware of that?
Hey, Greg, didn't we have a family from Central Point, I think, that ended up dying with one of those redwoods coming down one time in a storm?
You
remember that a couple years ago?
That right now, I know, you know, over the years, yeah, when the redwoods have come down, there have definitely been people run into them, injuries, deaths result. Mm-hmm. I'm just not recalling a family from Central Point, however.
Okay. Well, it was Southern Oregon. I may have the wrong town, but maybe it was a very sad story there. Okay. So anyway, just watch it out there. You're going to have to detour over if you're heading out to the coast and you're headed to Crescent City. All right. Anything else we wanted to mention here? Oh, by the way, we didn't. Oh, was there something else? Go ahead.
Didn't mean to interrupt. Go ahead.
Was there. We didn't really get the bad weather. I mean, we had some wind, and it wasn't really what it was supposed to be. Any idea what happened on that? And I'm glad I'm glad we didn't, because it was a little nastier farther north, like you said it would be.
Yeah, and, you know, on further analysis here, especially from Portland National Weather Service, what they're saying, there was a very pronounced dry air layer in the atmosphere, lower levels, that they thought would get overcome, and it didn't. And they were saying, well, there is moisture at the surface. Well, that may be true, but I kept looking at dew points and relative humidity, because you were looking for those things to spike up. And pretty typically, when you're going to get really nasty, severe thunderstorms that could produce a tornado, you're going to be looking to have both your dews and your relative humidity well up into the 60s, maybe even approaching 70. And that just never happened. And then the other thing that would happen is you'd get these storms firing off, but they were moving so fast, they kept bumping into these really uneven situations in the atmosphere, and you'd see these storms starting to organize, and then they'd just kind of fall apart as they quickly encountered these pockets of far more stable air. And when you started looking at where that was happening, it was like, well, looks like we're getting some of our infamous terrain effect. So, yeah, there were a couple of different factors that went into that. But, you know, the reason for all the concern was definitely validated. And I'll get back to that in the fact that we had never had a severe thunderstorm watch issued in March in Oregon and Washington. That was a first. There were definitely readings I had never seen here before, like surface-based convective available potential energy at 1,000 joules. Typically, 1,000 joules in the lower to mid levels in the atmosphere is going to get us a very active day down here with thunderstorms, and we had that at the surface. And then it got higher the higher up you went. The lifted index numbers showing how much the air is going to rise, meaning how will these storms be able to develop? How quickly can they develop? I was seeing readings I've never seen out here in Oregon and Washington before. We were approaching minus 10. Minus 10. Typically, minus 2, minus 3 is going to get us some pretty serious storms going, even get us potential for severe level with, you know, strong damaging winds, 60 miles an hour, hail an inch or slightly bigger in diameter. That's minus 2, minus 3 stuff.
Yeah, I know. Well, it kind of petered out then, like you had mentioned. I know what happened, though. I know what happened.
Yeah.
No,
it's a very complex thing, and it got even more complex out here. So honestly, considering points to the north, we're looking at the potential for hail the size of limes and the possibility for tornadoes. This is one of these times where I think people need to be, see, nothing happened, go, thank God nothing happened.
Well, that's the way I look at it, too. But I was thinking what happened is that Lucretia's, you know how Lucretia's always talking about the deep state weather machine in which they're controlling everything? They ended up just typing. They were saying, okay, come on, we're going to give Oregon a break today, all right? You know, I'm having fun with you, Greg. Come on.
I know that, but see, that kind of stuff just drives me nuts because, you know, for people who don't understand and don't have knowledge, although she sure likes to claim that she does and sound like it, you'll come up with any kind of theory to explain something when you get unexpected events happening or don't.
Well, all I want to know is that if we ever have to pay off the deep state weather machine, if there is the deep state weather machine, I just want to know where can we go to order a forecast, you know, if we're having a picnic over the weekend.
Yeah, wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah, exactly. And it'll direct the Gulf Stream to go into a different direction. I mean, who knows, right? We'll just all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, no, I mean, well, the Gulf Stream, of course, is a great stabilizer and beneficiary, too. So, I probably wouldn't want to see what would happen if we shut the Gulf Stream off. But, you know, it's been a fantasy of man for who knows how long, and especially now with all of our, quote, technological advances to be able to do something like control the weather. And I will promise you that just can't get done because the weather operates in scope and scale in ways that, you know, man should never be able to control. And I will say should never, because should man figure it out, believe me, humanity is going to suffer very, very dire consequences as a result.
Now, the thing is, though, you are aware, though, that military has worked on weather control for forever. Forever,
right,
though.
They've worked on it, but they've never really been able to successfully achieve it, and they admit that. And like I just was saying, should they ever achieve that, the immediate result is going to be the unintended consequence.
All right, fair enough. We'll just we'll cut you loose of that one here. Greg Roberts over at RogueWeather.com. Hey, do you have any I know it's getting tough to get numbers out of Myanmar right now because civil war, various other problems you were telling me. Do we have any idea on that earthquake? Any good numbers on how many people have gone on that?
All I've really seen so far, USGS estimating that, okay, if you have this level magnitude quake, and it was a 7.7 main shock followed almost immediately by a 6.4 aftershock, and what little reports we're getting out of that very tightly controlled country, you're looking at probably massive death toll there. But, you know, unfortunately, Myanmar, you know, even in the best of times, it's extremely difficult to get information out of that country. They have been in a very vicious civil war there. There's very little outside people within the country right now to be able to provide any information. But the expectation is, just for what USGS can determine and what's been reported in other areas and seen on videos in places like Thailand and China, it's probably complete devastation in Myanmar right now, and unbelievable catastrophic impact on humanity in terms of death and injury.
Indeed. You know, it's be interesting to see if we start to see a trend of more of these kind of major quakes, because when I was talking with climate scientists, I mean, actual climate scientists and not politicized climate scientists,
right,
a side effect of global cooling, actual global cooling rather than global warming, when you have the crust shrinking, is a rise in severe earthquakes because of the stress being placed on it by then. A lot of people don't realize that aspect. I would have thought it was the opposite, but apparently when it gets warmer, the crust is more relaxed, essentially. It's expanding a little bit, you know.
Yeah, that is correct. And, you know, again, I took enough geology in college to definitely be able to understand and appreciate that. I happened to pick a college that meteorology wasn't their thing, but geology was. And it was a top flight geology program, American River College in Sacramento, in case anybody wonders. And the focus of the program was earthquakes and volcanoes, which was another reason like I was, ooh, yeah, I'll take that.
Yeah, well, I only went to Reader's Digest University and got a PhD in that, okay?
But you obviously, you've talked to, you know, a lot of the right people, and it's kind of funny, you know, when you switch it back over into geology, they do start talking about things like, you know, cooling would definitely be a contributing factor for earthquakes, because like you said, if it's warming, it's a warmer surface, it's a more, you know, pliable, amenable surface.
Indeed.
But it gets colder, it hardens up a little bit, and then you start putting stresses and strains on it, just like what we saw this morning. Basically, where this quake happened, there is a major fault zone that runs right through the middle of Myanmar, and it looks like it dead centered that fault zone where it runs through Myanmar.
Oh boy, all right. Well,
and it was also a very shallow quake, which unfortunately, in that circumstance, that definitely expands the damage that you're going to see done, and it increases the area where people feel it. And when you look at the map of where people reported feeling that thing, that's pretty huge. If that was a quake centered in California, you would have had people definitely feeling it all along the West Coast up into Washington, especially if it's on the northern end of San Andreas, and probably as far east as Colorado.
All right, very good. Mr. Outdoors, we appreciate the take as always. Talk to you soon. Be well. Great weekend. And thanks again, okay? Take care.
You got it.
Greg Roberts at Rogue Weather. Outdoor Report sponsored by Oregon Truck and Auto Authority on Airway Drive in Medford, 735. If you're on hold, happy to get your calls in a second here. We have State Rep. Dwayne Yunker, who's going to be joining me here in a few minutes. They're gaveling him down again, which means it must be important. Okay, got to shut Dwayne up. Stop him. Got to mess with the IRS or a tax date with the state? You may need representation. Visit FirstResponseIRS.com. First Response Resolution, your local tax resolution experts in Eagle Point, defending your rights as a taxpayer. Visit FirstResponseIRS.com.
March is Maintenance Madness Month at Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass in Medford. We want to remind you to check your fluids at least once a month to help avoid costly repairs. When you come in for any service at Kelly's, we do a thorough inspection that includes pictures and videos of the good and not so good of your car that are texted and emailed directly to you. You then decide what to fix and how to plan for the future. Check us out at kellysautomotive.com. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle but take care of you.
Hi, it's Bill Meyer. I switched my home and auto insurance to Sky Park Insurance, an independent insurance agency with providers like Progressive, Safeco, and Foremost, just to name a few. Steve provided better coverage, including earthquake, and still saved me money. Whether it's home, auto, investment properties, boats, RVs, life, or umbrella, call Steve for a quote. 541-261-5444. That's 261-5444. Or visit skyparkins.com.
At Sky Park, we make insurance easy.
At Fontana Roofing, they're doggedly determined to get things right. Here's just a sampling of conversations you'll hear around their office.
So I've noticed we've been referring to roofs in our commercials.
Of course, because that's what we do. We roof buildings.
Aha. Uh-huh. But do we roof or roof? It's an age-old question.
Well, I suppose either pronunciation is acceptable.
Sure. But maybe we should be consistent. Why don't we ask our resident mascot for his opinion? Well, Bruno, what do you say?
Interesting.
So, when I say metal, you say, and when I say composite, you say,
tile.
Shake.
Okay, that's pretty definitive. It's rough.
I think we're going to need to conduct a customer survey.
Yeah, we're up a creek.
Crick.
Fontana Roofing is your full-service residential and commercial roofing contractor. Visit FontanaRoofingServices.com.
Creek.
Crick.
Creek.
Crick.
Is your healthcare important to you? Well, Congressman Cliff Bent said, screw your healthcare, to over 1.4 million Oregonians. He voted to slash Medicaid funding so that Elon Musk and his buddies could have a nice fat tax break. Cliff Bent got pressured and he couldn't take the heat. Call cowardly Cliff's office and tell him to do the right thing and restore Medicaid funding. Paid for by Oregonians for Democracy.
The cinnamon roll French toast at Diner 62 is so deliciously decadent and sinful, it's illegal in six states.
You're hearing the Bill Meyer Show on 106.3 KMED.
7:38, Michael was just on the phone with me off air. I didn't have time to take his call right now. I'm hoping he calls back after 8. But he lives in Elko, Nevada. And that's where he was calling from, and he said that this whole idea about weather control, he sees it happen with planes happening in his neighborhood and the takeoff and the changes that go on. So, in other words, he doesn't go with Mr. Outdoors and there's no control of the weather. I can't say there's no control of the weather either. I can't go there. But what I don't want, and I think Michael agrees with me on this, he does not want to go with this every time you see a line in the sky behind a commercial airliner that they're spraying us. That's the part where I'm just calling BS, and it's just such a nonsensical approach to this one. And I guess maybe it sells a lot of books for some people. But anyway, let us catch up with a few other things here with the local news here and then find out why the state legislature continues to try to shut up Dwayne Junker, state representative. We'll talk with him next.
Gearson's Outlet is the home of escalating discounts.
What's escalating?
When something goes up.
What's a discount?
When the price goes down.
That's so silly.
Why, Sophia?
Discounts can't go up.
At Gearson's Outlet, if a heavily discounted piece stays on the floor for 30 days, we mark it down more. If it's there 30 more days, we mark it down again and again and again.
Now let's talk about my escalating allowance.
Gearson's Outlet in Medford.
You're ignoring me.
Garrisons.com.
Hi, this is Cassie from Clouser Drilling. Drill Baby Drill is a statement that might conjure images of gushing oil, and almost everyone could agree we could use more of that. But at Clouser Drilling, we think of the liquid essential for life, flowing water. So while we can't help with the cost of fuel, we can help you source water for your family, garden, and livestock for years to come. For a new well or underperforming wells, call Clouser Drilling for a no-obligation assessment and estimate. And Drill Baby Drill. Find out more at ClouserDrilling.com.
News brought to you by Millett Construction, specializing in foundation repair and replacement. Get on solid ground. Visit MillettConstruction.com.
From the KMED News Center, here's what's going on. The U.S. Department of Education has pulled money from some colleges and universities in Oregon after they received waivers from the Biden administration to give federal grants to students in the country illegally. The state's P3 waivers were immediately revoked Thursday. The waivers are for the TRIO program, which was created to help fund low-income and challenged American students pay for college. Locally, it'll affect OIT, SOU, along with Klamath and Rogue Community Colleges. The Oregon Health Authority says federal cuts to COVID-era grants is a loss of $117 million to the state. The money was used to create Oregon's 988 crisis line and filled gaps in substance use treatment, prevention, and recovery services. It was also used for the Equity Office in the Public Health Division. The number of prescriptions for doctor-assisted suicide in Oregon increased last year, but the number of deaths declined. There were 376 deaths, which was down about 3% from 2023. Bill London, KMED.
Go Your Own Way, a great hit single by Fleetwood Mac in 1977. If this song title describes your home's foundation, give Millett Construction a call. Cracks in walls and ceilings, sloping floors and windows, and doors that stick are all signs your home's foundation may be going its own way. Millett Construction fixes foundations, levels houses, and solves water problems that cause the damage. Get on solid ground. Call Millett Construction for a free estimate. Visit MilletConstruction.com. CCB number 32787.
Is your healthcare important to you? Well, Congressman Cliff Bent said, screw your healthcare, to over 1.4 million Oregonians. He voted to slash Medicaid funding so that Elon Musk and his buddies could have a nice fat tax break. Cliff Bent got pressured and he couldn't take the heat. Call cowardly Cliff's office and tell them to do the right thing and restore Medicaid funding. Paid for by Oregonians for Democracy.
One of each. K4 VIN 016551 MSRP 24145. Telluride VIN 615524 MSRP 4270 5699 due. 10K miles per year. Zero security deposit. All incentives and discounts to dealer plus tax, title, license, 150 registration, processing fee. Trading in a vehicle will not eliminate your debt. Negative equity applied to new loan balance. Ends 3/31/25.
Get up and go to Kia Medford, where payments are down to just $159 a month. Save on our huge selection of new Kias, like the all-new 2025 Kia K4 LX. Access only $159 a month lease, or a new 2025 Kia Telluride S, now $239 a month lease, both for 24 months. Plus, once we make a deal at Kia Medford, we'll pay off your trade no matter how much you owe. Need credit? Go to KiaMedford.com to get pre-approved in less than 30 seconds with no effect on your credit score. Don't miss K4s, $159 a month, or Telluride's $239. Get up and go to Kia Medford. Click KiaMedford.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Jay Austin, and I'm on KMED.
Time for a state legislature update.
How you doing out there? You ever seem to have one of those years where the legislature's voted for all that crazy stuff from coddling Antifa to calling all the cops racist? Well, you know, I've been noticing that all the time. But wait, it could get worse. Let me tell you all about it. Sitting in the classroom, there's a pride flag. Reading, writing, arithmetic, it just ain't my bag. Noon bells ring, it's time for a break. The latest state law is more than I can take. Tampons in the boys' room. What's the need? There are tampons in the boys' room. Boys don't bleed. Now, teacher, don't you fill me with all you woke rules. Everybody knows that boys don't menstruate in school.
That's not
one
true.
Time, put your hands
That's
together.
Not true. I'm told that is not true. I'm told that from Oregon Health Authority transgender turtle scientists, mental health officials. That's not true. All right, you got to have a little bit of fun with the mental illness that is running this state. State Representative Dwayne Junker here to explain a little bit about this. House Bill 3014 was what you were talking about the other day. Isn't that right, Dwayne? Welcome back. Good morning.
Yes, I was talking about that on the floor yesterday and my remonstrance. I'm known for my remonstrance and making Democrats make them upset. So that's what I was talking about, the gaslighting that goes on in the building. And I talked about gaslighting, and I got in trouble again for, this is what I got in trouble for, is impugning them to say that they're lying to people, which they are, because boys don't menstruate.
Yes.
But the House rules is I can't impugn anybody, but I said the committee in the building. I never even said them, but I guess they feel like it's them. Well, if you feel guilty, you probably are. I didn't say the names, but...
But you said that the committee, the House committee, was essentially not telling the truth about the tampons in the boys' room sort of thing, and right?
Yes. Yeah, I didn't say what committee. I just said the committee in this building passed House. Well, it passed it out of there to go to Ways and Means. So they had a work session, and it passed 3014. You can look up who voted for what. They can explain their votes themselves.
What that tells me, when you say that, and I know what protocol is, that tells me that some Republicans voted for it. I'll look it up. Okay? All right.
Yes. And I got stopped twice. They stopped the House for the first time, and, you know, they had a little huddle with all the leaders. And they, you know.
Oh, my gosh, Dwayne is telling the truth about this. There has to be a rule. We must shut him up. That's essentially what's going on here, isn't it, State Rep?
Yep. The Democratic leader is the one that, you know, I just posted videos. You want my stuff? I don't hide anything. It's on Rep. Dwayne Yunker on Facebook or X. And you can see now I did cut down the pause in the middle, you know, saying, well, we're just standing around waiting for them to make a decision. But I didn't take any other things out of it. And then I got stopped the second time from another Democrat, and that's Rep. Hudson, which he loves me. I'm in one of his committees. He's a chair, and he decided to, because I used the word gaslighting again, which I did. I didn't say the committee, but I used the word gaslighting. And then after I was done telling them that, you know, these boys, that they can't, it's real. They have their two X chromosomes, and their body isn't real. And that's gaslighting. We're telling them they're not really who they are.
Uh-huh.
And then
you're going against the politicized transgender science, which is running so much of the state of Oregon. Like I said, with an Oregon Health Authority member in mental health who identifies as a transgender turtle. So I'm not surprised they're trying to shut you down. A little bit of a truth goes a long way to scattering a bunch of progressive cockroaches from the sounds of it.
Yeah, well, earlier that morning, the same Rep. Hudson, you know, because I called them out and they have two bills, and I put a press release about them. They're trying to give more money. They're trying to be racial without saying they're not being discriminatory against white people.
Oh, is this also about 3014, or is this a different bill, Dwayne?
This is like 3006 and 3030. You know, they're trying to give, there was last year, there was a case between a Spanish teacher, I think it was in Eagle Point, that won his case against the state of Oregon. They did not want to give him the credit. He'd been teaching Spanish like 20 years, and they didn't want to give him the reimbursement for Spanish teachers because he was white and not Hispanic, and he won his case.
I remember that lawsuit. Okay, yeah, so he won that one. And right, they didn't want to... So they didn't want to pay because if there's going to be a Spanish teacher that wins an extra reimbursement, can't be white, got to be Hispanic or person of color, right?
Color. Mm-hmm. So they're doing the same thing again and trying to change the words around, but we know what they're doing. They're saying, oh, marginalized communities or diverse. Well, how do you – diverse, what's that mean? My oldest daughter was in an all-black daycare when we were in Arkansas. Is she diverse now? What does that mean? Well, we know what it means. It means is they're just trying to give it to people of either, you know, dark skin or Hispanic or something.
Well, essentially, the state of Oregon is trying to just legalize reverse racism. That's all it is. That's all it is. We're going to give money to the people who we think elect Democrats. That's really what they're doing. Or what they think.
Exactly. Exactly. And I had a legal opinion, and then the heck is in charge of all the colleges. And there's this guy, I think it's, I don't know what his name is, but I challenged him. He's like, well, where's the rules at? Well, we're going to come up with the rules. I just told him, I don't trust you. Like, who would trust the anything in the department of anything in the state to make up rules? They're going to hurt the people. They're going to hurt.
Well, what I'm wondering here, by the way, State Representative Dwayne Junker, we're talking about House Bill 3006 in 3030. It would give public money only to teachers from certain racial or ethnic groups, even though they're trying to say that it doesn't. And the thing is, though, is that not only is it against the Constitution, but the Trump administration and Pam Bondi, they're leveling guns at this kind of stuff, aren't they? Aren't they, Dwayne?
Oh, they are. And
they're going to come after. I mean, I know that Dan Rayfield only exists to pull out his rubber stamp on his newsletter saying, "I'm suing Trump," that sort of thing.
I don't know if that guy's ever been in a courtroom before, but.
I know. But, he controls the other lawyers. But the point being, though, is that they're just inviting the Fed suing because they're cracking down on this kind of stuff. These days in which we're just going to hand out people, in which we're just going to be racist in a different fashion, and it's going to pass federal and state muster. That's over. It's gone.
Yeah. Well, the Feds went after, they were giving out HUD loans and loans to illegals, and the Trump administration just cut that off yesterday. Everything that you think that wouldn't be happening, Oregon is the worst.
That's right.
Everything they do, the Medicaid benefits, that's why the Democrats are screaming and have that ad against Cliff Bentz, is because the fraud is so deep. I did a press release with some other Republicans with the bought documents. I'm telling you right now, I've already reached out to the U.S. State Attorney, mm-hmm. United States Attorney here in Oregon, and we're hoping to have a meeting next week with him. And we're going to start uncovering all this stuff. We're going to start helping the Trump administration go against the fraud that's happening in the state. And they lie to the Oregonians. They lie to Oregonians and tell them what they're doing.
You know something, Dwayne? We always talk about it's important for our state representatives and our state senators to actually represent the people. You are doing something which is outside of the normal channel, so to speak, but you are doing something which is helping, which I think ultimately will help this state more than you know, because one of the best things that can happen to the state of Oregon is to have the federal government attack the state of Oregon, because it is just so far askew from any kind of constitutional norm with their policies. You're really talking about a true return to the rule of law. And this means getting Bondi and all the rest of them, frankly, to knock a few heads around politically.
I just want Oregon to be fair. I'm saying? Just be fair.
Yeah, you're not going to get the Oregon State Legislature to be a conservative group, okay?
No.
I get that.
No.
But this nonsense that we're going to pay certain people just because of the color of their skin, even though they'll try to say it's something else, it is racism and totally discriminatory. Just, it's illegal, and yet they keep doing it.
If you watch what they put in there, they'll put, people of color. They'll put, they never said Asian, though. They said people of color, which I think they're going to put under BIPOC, that whole acronym thing, mm-hmm. and then they'll do the LGBTQ plus whatever. So I think that's makes it more exploding there, because that's the Democratic side. They're just, it's not just about someone being gay. It's about all this spirit and all these people and whatever else. And
I can't help but think that there are members of LGBTQ that are looking at a lot of members of LGBTQ and saying, "No, you're just nuts." Okay, yeah,
they are. I have a couple here in Grants Pass that donate to me. I know they're lesbian. I mean, they give me a hug all the time.
Yeah.
And they're very conservative, and they want the kids to be left alone, and they want to live their life. And I'm like, good for you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Do what you got to do. And they don't want to put their lifestyles on anybody else, but they're tired of this identity politics. They're tired of it. They know it's discriminatory to people. They know these policies are doing what they're doing to children. They're disgusted by it, and it's not helping. It's division. It's all this is.
All right. Well, I'm glad you're doing this. I really am. I wanted to take it back to the House Bill 3014 that you were noting out here. I'm looking in this one. This is a makes more money available from grants for school districts and ESDs to use for school facilities. And we started it off with tampons in the boys' room. It said, each biennium, which means every 2 years, the Department of Education shall transfer an amount not to exceed $5,595,000 for the purpose of making tampons and sanitary pads available as provided by ORS 326.545. Now, is this also tampons in the boys' room or just tampons and napkins for actual females? What is the story? Do we know?
Yes, when you go to ORS, it tells it's for boys and girls' bathrooms.
Boys and girls' bathrooms. Okay, so this is nonsense. And you called that out on the floor, right?
Yes, I called it on the floor. And, of course, the Democrats, obviously. Well, one of them, after I got done talking, talked about his son, but it's actually a daughter that just came out.
His daughter or his son is menstruating. In other words, his biological daughter, right?
Yes, his biological daughter. You know, when she uses the male bathroom, will have to bring her own, tampons. And I'm like, well,
oh my gosh, what? Oh my gosh, the republic is collapsing. That you might have to bring your own feminist protection feminist. I meant feminine.
I'm a father of two daughters, and I'm going to tell you right now, I've been to the store and bought products.
Me too. For my daughter and my wife, many times. All right?
Yes. It's not my favorite thing to do, but it's a dad job, and I was told, hey, you need to go to the store and pick this up. Your daughter's having this. I that's what you do. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. Did it several times. I remember women were embarrassed to do it. It's like, but we have to give it away for free in school. I don't get this world, Dwayne. I really don't. Now, I do understand if someone's truly poor, there's a need for this, and I think the school could take care of something like that. But this idea of inclusiveness to put it in the male restrooms, forget about it, okay? It's just nonsense.
Well, you're just confusing children. You're making it acceptable. You're breaking down the norms and telling them this is okay. And it's not. It's not okay. Just be a child, please.
Yes, indeed. Hands off the kids. All right. State Rep. Dwayne Junker, I appreciate the update. And like I said, anytime I hear about people and the state legislature shutting you down, they're shutting you down because you must be saying something which is really uncomfortable to the public structure, the power structure, and needs to get more heard. Okay. Thanks for the call. Be well. Keep in touch.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you, Bill.
Thank you, Dwayne. It's 7:58.
As a business owner, you likely do a lot of driving around town, so turn your business vehicle into an attention-getting rolling billboard. The Wash Buggy Wrap Lab brands and restyles cars, pickups, vans, even big rigs with durable vinyl to present your business logo and info in a professional, contemporary design that's guaranteed to make a bold statement. The Wash Buggy Wrap Lab is your source for paint protection film, window tint, and vinyl wrap for your personal vehicle, too. Get your design suggestion today. Visit washbuggyautospa.com.
Hi, this is Bill Meyer, and I'm with Charisse from No Wires Now, your Dish Premier local retailer. It's time to switch to Dish.
If you have DirecTV or cable TV, call me today to see how I can save you money. Plus, I'll lower your internet and cell phone bills.
And those offers in the mail from Dish, you can go through No Wires Now for those.
Call me at 541-680-5875.
Call Charisse like I did or visit their showroom off Biddle Road in Medford, nowiresnow.com. Restrictions apply. Call for details. Internet and cell phone service not provided. By Dish.
If your home computer has issues, call Tech Nomad. Tech Nomad is your locally owned and operated computer repair and tech support. They help with annual diagnostics, tune-ups, software updates, removing viruses, installing antivirus, upgrading hard drives, and more. Tech Nomad offers remote diagnostics by phone, pickup and drop-off, or in-home service. Phishing scams are sophisticated, so an innocent click may be damaging your computer performance or compromising your privacy. Call your IT department, Tech Nomad. Visit mytechnomad.com.
We Built This City by Jefferson Starship was released in 1985 and quickly reached number one on the Billboard Hot 100. And while their city was built on rock and roll, Millette Construction wants to remind you that your home was built on ordinary earth that tends to shift over time. So before you get knee-deep in a hoopla of sloping floors and cracked walls, ask yourself, do you remember? Yes! Call Millette Construction for a free inspection and estimate to fix your foundation. Visit MilletteConstruction.com.
We built this city.
News Talk 106.3 KMED. This is the Bill Meyer Show.
KMED, KMED HD1, Eagle Point, Medford, KBXG, Grants Pass. Bob Hayworth writes me, course, Bob from the Kingston Trio says, "Hey, Bill, greetings to William Larry Meyer from Robert Larry Hayworth." Why, Larry? "My folks never told me. All my brothers were named after family ancestors, both first and middle names. No Larry on our family tree until me. Maybe he was the mailman." Oh, Bob, that is so funny. But it is true. And now, of course, my legal name is Protsak, last name. You know, I've talked about Grandma Protsak, everything else like that. Bill Meyer name came from Gene Autry when I was working in Seattle back in the 1980s. I was working for Gene Autry at KPLZ. And they were too cheap to get a new jingle package, and they had fired a Bill Meyer, and your first name is Bill, so you're going to be Bill Meyer, and that's where that came from. But anyway, yeah, William Larry. I have no idea where the Larry came from either, Bob, and it's just kind of a little bit of bizarreness. What can we do? Not Lawrence. I know people question that when I'm signing checks, although I don't sign many checks these days. Hi, good morning. Who's this? Welcome.
Good morning, Bill. It's Francine.
Good morning, Francine. Thank you for calling.
Oh, you're so welcome.
What's up?
I wanted to make a comment about our weatherman, your weatherman.
He's our outdoor weatherman.
Yeah, yeah. I have a little trouble with him sometimes because, and I'm sure he's going to listen and say weird things about me if he gets a chance, but I think he's a little bit too full of himself in a lot of ways. And, what he said, his comment, you know, about Lucretia and the weather stuff, and then he says, well, and you mentioned the government has been messing around with weather, you know, modification, and he says something along the lines of, yes, but they can't really control it. Mm-hmm. They've admitted that. It's like, oh, well, all right then, believe the government.
Okay, point well taken. All right. Now,
okay.
Now, this is not Conspiracy Theory Thursday, but, you know, why not? Right? We'll go there.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'll bite.
Okay. There you go.
Well, now there's this gentleman from Elko who says that he's always seeing what he considers, obviously what he considers to be weather control planes taking off from that particular area. And yeah, they may be doing stuff. I know that there are all sorts of, they're right in the government budgetary process, there are admitted weather modification projects which are going on in there. And
right.
And there have other people that have been told me how the weather control has been used at times. We've been working on weather control for a long, long time. Where I break with the people that call the show rabidly slobbering over the chemtrail theory, okay, is
okay.
Every time that there is a contrail, we're being sprayed. And every time there is not, well, the planes just aren't working that day. You know, that kind of stuff.
Because, no, you know what, Bill?
Because I have talked with many pilots that say, you know, it's about humidity, temperature of the air, what altitude you're at. It's changing all the time. And that's where I break. I'm not saying that stuff is not happening.
Okay. I've seen a couple of videos with pilots that actually admitted that that was going on. And I have.
But what happens is that there are many people that go down the rabbit hole with, it's in the jet fuel, and I assure you.
I know.
Okay, you know where I'm coming from.
I do.
All right.
Let me say, though, I have been a keen observer watching what happens in the sky for a long time. I don't freak out about it. I don't call you every time I see them, but I do see them. I know that they are different. They are not vapor trails from the plane. They do really bizarre things. The one, there's a certain type that goes, that as it starts to spread, these little curly cues are coming out of the bottom all the way along.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, the other part about this, though, that people that make those claims all the time, how do normal clouds form and then spread out? They do.
But no, they don't look anything like this, Bill. I mean,
uh-huh.
I have really paid attention, and I'm not, you know, I don't get rabid and crazy about it and stuff, but I know.
No, you're only semi-rabid.
Right, I'm only drooling on
that's an official veterinarian term, by the way, too. Semi-rabid. Kind of like there's fully rabid like the foxes over in Cave Junction in Josephine County right now, four of them that they've detected so far. And then they're
right.
Semi-rabid, you know, the chemtrail claim, okay?
Okay, well, just remember, if the government says they're not doing it, that must be true.
Usually the first confirmation of it being done is official government deniability. You're right.
Bingo.
See, I'll give you that. Thank you for the call. All right. See, we can't have a little bit of fun with this craziness. What's the point of having a talk show, right? 770-5633. We will turn it over to open phones here at 770-5633, 770-KMED. Okay, let me close that bully prevailing wage book. Man, I can't believe that. 32 pages on wage rates. Let me just see that. See, Bert, I just want to see what the price of gold is this morning, because yesterday it touched on 3,070 yesterday. Oh, it's even higher. Oh, I thought it would have dropped back from 3,070. Oh, inflation, economic displacement. Man, gold is barking. Bark, bark, bark. $3,071 an ounce. Silver, $34 an ounce. Platinum edging up to $981. Yikes. Okay. Now, you may be looking at this and saying, hey, I bought gold at $500. I'm selling. Good. Take it to Jay Austin and Company, Gold and Silver Buyers in Ashland and Grants Pass. I look at the price of gold churning higher, and I'm just thinking, I'm just concerned that I didn't buy enough. Maybe I need to buy more. How many blood or plasma donations would it take to get an ounce of gold? I don't know. Oh. But anyway, I'll talk with Jay Austin about that, too. They will not take your blood, but they do help you in these particular markets. Ashland, 1632 Ashland Street, and 6th and G in downtown Grants Pass. Great people, and they will really help you in this. And the big boys are buying it right now. That's obviously driving the price higher. Then you have to ask yourself, why are the big guys buying it and not even worried about how much it costs? What do they know? Talk to Jay Austin. They might talk with you about it. Good people. The recognized experts, FortuneReserve.com on the web.